to the Grace Hour, the live international talk radio ministry of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can join us on the air today by calling 1-800-338-7060 or 410-483-3700 from outside of the United States. Now, here is our host.
And welcome to the Grace Hour, a new week of broadcasts. We're finishing out the year 2021 with a theme here on our program, Quickened to Life. And maybe you need a bit of quickening. Maybe your weekend was kind of, you know, busy. Some people are busier than others, depending on how their things are going in their neighborhoods with the continuing virus issues that are happening. But I'm sure you did as much as you could in a reasonable way to have a fine holiday celebration. We had a great week here at Greater Grace Church, beginning with our candlelight service last Wednesday. You can see that if you'd like at ggwo.org. Great message from our pastor here, Pastor Tom Schaller. You could listen to that, watch that evening. It was a great evening here. Pretty good crowd, too. And we enjoyed it. And then, of course, the weekend, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and our Sunday here, we had a great series of messages to conclude a series on the Christmas feast. And you also could go to ggwo.org, Greater Grace World Outreach, the ggwo.org website, and you could watch those sermons free, no password required. And so you could do that. But here we are for the Grace Hour to talk about being quickened to life with me today in the studio. I'm Pastor Steve Androlonis. I'm your host today. Pastor Steve Schiavelli will have a message in just a moment talking about this theme, and we'll talk about this week. I think we all need a quickening. God made us alive. That's an amazing thing, the resurrection life of Christ. We spent a few weeks talking about the birth of Christ and the importance of all of the details related to that, the angel coming to Mary, Mary being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, Mary becoming, conceiving the Son of God in a miraculous way, giving birth in a normal way, in a very interesting way, in a manger, and how that happened and just what that means for us. But now we're talking about maybe transitioning a little bit as we get to the effects of what the coming of the Son meant and how it means to be made alive in Him. Resurrection life is an amazing principle. It's an amazing thing for us as people of God. So sit back, listen, and enjoy, but don't hesitate to call us and talk about the things that we're discussing. 1-800-338-7060 is our toll-free number. Use it. Also, 410-483-3700. That's the local number here in Baltimore, where you might be listening to us, coming to you live over the air at WRBS, 1230 AM. Thank you for listening. And on the radio, we're on until about 1:28. On the internet at gracehour.org, Facebook, and YouTube, we are on until nearly 2 o'clock. So check in, stay tuned, listen, learn, comment. Let's hear from you today, and let's hear from Pastor Schiavelli.
Good afternoon. Wow. Quickened.
Quickened.
Made alive.
I think we need it. Yeah.
I think so. John 6:63, let's read that. I wanted to go to Romans 8:11, but I'm just being reminded in my mind about this particular portion of Scripture. As Jesus is speaking to a number of people and then his disciples. So John chapter 6, by the way, they had a great feast, the miracle of the loaves, and they had a great miracle. He walked on water, and then he gave a great message. Then there was a great apostasy. But what was left were great disciples. There's a lot of greats there. Great feast. Talking about feast, right, lately?
Yep.
Great feast. Great message in the Capernaum Synagogue, Bread of Life, then a great message, and then a great turning away. They all left. Everybody left. Thousands of people that were fed physically, when it came to the spiritual message, were not that interested. And then there was a great apostasy, a great walking away. And then there were left great disciples. And then Jesus said, even after the end of that, and one of you is a devil. You know, so that's very interesting to me. But John 6:63 says, it is the spirit that quickens. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the Holy Spirit has a ministry of quickening, as does the Word of God have a ministry of quickening us. And this is very important, the Word and the Spirit quickening us. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits you nothing. Now, some people certainly can derive energy from their flesh, but that doesn't mean it's God. And anyway, it's not God. It's the old sin nature, usually the good side of the old sin nature, or it could be the evil side of the old sin nature, where they are quickened to do things that are evil and they are ungodly. But it is the Spirit, verse 63, that quickens, makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there be some of you that believe not. And that's interesting. And this progression goes on where he asks them, after many of them, verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away? Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So God's words, because they're spiritual and they are eternal, they make us alive. I don't know if you've ever sat in front of maybe some orator or somebody in a classroom, maybe in an educational process, and they would speak. I remember sometimes listening to somebody who could speak for 1 or 2 hours, and it was kind of like putting me to sleep, you know, just 1 or 2 hours of just information about chemistry or history or this or that, something that really, really didn't touch me. I'm not saying it was wrong. Maybe it's very important in the educational process for some people, but it did not make me alive. And I remember the first time I heard a message, I think I was in Springfield, Massachusetts, on Fort Pleasant Avenue, riding in my car. And I heard Pastor Stevens preaching a message for the first time on WACE, okay, on the radio. And I heard a message, and I immediately had to find out where this voice came from. What happened to me on that day? I was born again. I was alive, but I was really going nowhere in my Christianity. But when that message came, I was quickened. It was from Psalm 16, verses 7 through 9. And I won't forget it. I stopped my car, listened to the message, and I was altered in my thinking. My brain was altered. I got a new aspect of thoughts and new patterns of thinking. And it just did something. And it caused me to find out where this voice came from. So I traced, I called WACE, and I traced from WACE to Lenox, Massachusetts. And then I drove to Lenox on a Wednesday, the following Wednesday, right after I heard that message. I drove up, and then I heard a message from the pulpit. And that's when the word makes you alive. Sometimes we get ourselves into a problem, a test, a trial, a difficulty, a valley, and we somehow think we're going to work our way out of this situation, when really all that I need is a quickening from the Word of God. He quickens me. The Spirit uses the Word to quicken me, to make me alive. I remember in 1986, I was in it wasn't small, it was 1 million people, but it was a city, and I was asked to share something in this city. I was on a wooden platform with a microphone, and there must have been 1,000 people there, and I really didn't know what I was going to say at all. But then I got a thought from God, from Luke chapter 4, 16 to 21, and how the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel. And that verse was quick and made alive in my mind, and I preached that message. And in that message, I really wholeheartedly believe God called me to West Africa. God called me to Ghana. That was a call from God, and it was something that happened by the quickening, by the life of the Word of God, the Word of God being made alive. And I can think we can look at our lives and in places, whether it was not just salvation, you heard the Word of God and it quickened you. You all of a sudden you were touched by God. You were made alive. But other times in our lives where decisions were to be made, maybe the time I decided to go to Bible school, the time I decided to pray, the time I decided to get married, the time I decided to have children, the time I decided to take this job or go to this place or that place, this country or that country, whatever it was. But a word came, and it was much more than just a dead letter. It wasn't just a dead letter, 2 Corinthians 3, 1 through 7, but it was a word from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave a word, and it was a living word. Hebrews 4, 12 talks about the Word of God being quick, alive. It's not just black letters on white pages. When the Spirit in me is touched to read what the Spirit wrote, then what happens is a quickening can take place. And by the way, that's what some churches really need. That's what believers need. That's what we all need at times, is to be made alive, to be quickened by the person of the Holy Spirit using the Word of God. And how key this is, maybe there was a point, and all of a sudden David realized he was the one that God wanted to fight Goliath. He was quickened by God's word. If you read 1 Samuel 17, 29, David said to the children of Israel, didn't we get a word from God? The King James says, is there not a cause? But the Hebrew says, didn't we get a devar from God, a word from God? And maybe the word came, but only David was the one who was quickened to fight Goliath. Maybe Abner was there. King Saul was there, a head taller than everybody. Maybe there were some mighty men that were there, but somehow David was quickened by God to fight Goliath. And so maybe we're in the middle of a battle. Maybe it's a test. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's a marriage situation. Maybe it's a sickness, a health issue. Maybe it's a financial issue. And what I really need is just to simply hear from God. To be made alive, the scriptures coming alive. When I read the Bible, am I expecting the Word of God to quicken me, to make me alive? When I come to hear the Bible preached, am I having an expectation that I will be quickened personally? I'm not thinking about what the Holy Spirit is saying to my wife or to the person next to me, but what about me? Will I be made alive? When I meet people in the body and they have a word from God, will I be quickened or made alive? Alive by God. This is the key. This is our subject this week, right? Our weekly subject. This is our thought for today. We welcome you to call up. May God quicken you. May he make you alive so that you go from just sitting there idly to picking up your telephone or some kind of device and contacting us so that we have a quickened conversation. We thank you today, Jesus. We pray that you would continue to use the word and the spirit and grace to quicken us, to make us alive. Yes, we are living. Yes, we are born again. Yes, we have the life of God. But I want to experience that life on a moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, year by year, decade by decade basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to The Grace Hour, coming to you live from the studios here in Baltimore at the campus of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore and the headquarters of Greater Grace World Outreach. And we'd love to hear your thoughts today on this subject, the quickening power of God, quickened to life as we enter into another season, the post-Christmas season, looking towards the celebration of the new year. And how would we be able to focus ourselves on something like this, on the Word of God. As Pastor Schiavelli spoke from John 6 early on, there was a great feeding that happened, a miracle. Thousands ate because of Jesus and his blessing of the bread and the fish, and that created quite a stir. There was a miracle there. And then Jesus walked on the water in that chapter. And then we know that despite those miracles and the miracles of the loaves and the fish, despite that, the people could not receive the deeper message, the message of the bread of life, which is bigger than loaves of bread and fishes that you can mm-hmm. hold in your hands. This is the deep thing. So what do you have to say today? We'd love to hear your voice today. 1-800-338-7060, toll-free number in North America. Use it, please. Local here in Baltimore and worldwide, we have this 410-483-3700 number. Mm-hmm. Call us up. Tell us what you're thinking about being quickened. Maybe there's a particular verse that leapt off the page at some point there. Mm-hmm. You know, great peace have they that love his law, his word, and nothing shall offend them. That's the amazing thing. Psalm 119 is all about the power of the word of God to give us testimonies, statutes, all kinds of patterns for thinking. Great peace. You can have great peace by loving the word of God. You can also have your eyes open to the wondrous things of the word of God. That's all contained in that long mm-hmm. chapter in Psalms. It's broken up nicely for you in 22 different segments. You can read it and enjoy it. But that's the quickening power of the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. Yes, it shows mm-hmm. us the way to life. So we got some more to say about this. Pastor Schiavelli, I know, has more words to talk about.
Well, I was thinking about
talk
this.
About this. Yep.
Pastor Steve, I was thinking about this. Like, okay, so the Holy Spirit is in us, the person of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, okay, mm-hmm. 19 and 20. And Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, he will never leave us nor forsake us. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1, 13. And so the Holy Spirit dwells in a believer, okay, and never leaves. Don't buy this. Don't buy these thought patterns that come from a source totally contrary to God, that God would save you, then leave you. That's a total lie from hell. That's not true. So the Holy Spirit dwells in me. I am born again. Of course, I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a moment-by-moment basis and led by the Holy Spirit. But think about this, that there's a possibility I can either be quickened by the Holy Spirit, made alive by the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, or I could grieve the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? The word grieved is the word lupeo. And it means that I cause the Holy Spirit to suffer loss. He's suffering loss. What is he suffering loss of? Fellowship with me. Imagine he has to live in me, but there's no fellowship with me. So he suffers loss. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption, Ephesians 4:30. So rather than grieving the Holy Spirit, the opposite is to be quickened by the Holy Spirit, to be made alive. Grieving is just to cause him to suffer pain and loss. But quickened, there is an amazing raised life in Christ. So I think we have two calls. We have
two calls.
Somebody from Baltimore and
Nyla.
Somebody.
Nyla is calling from Baltimore. This is the Grace Nyla. Hour. Nyla, you're on the air.
I don't remember that name.
Of course you remember, Pastor.
Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Merry Christmas.
Same
Merry
to you.
Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
I love both of you. You are great men of God, and I'm so privileged to be under such a teaching, preaching with my Pastor Charlotte, with my Pastor Schiavelli, with my Pastor Andrelon, with Pastor Love. And it's just endless love, endless happiness. I mean, joy in the Lord. I worked Saturday and Sunday 48 hours nonstop, no break, with 97 years old lady. She's Jewish, of course, but she survived because of Hitler time. She was born in Austria. Her name is Rosa. Yeah. And her mother and father had been killed by Hitler, and she ran to America on the ship. And she built beautiful family. She met German man, and she lived with him a glorious 66 years. Yeah, glorious marriage. And she has two beautiful daughters, Debbie and Eve. So, and God gave me this job on the weekend, which I honestly hate, but I was 2 months without job, and then I had consultation with one of our pastor in Pastor Ronaldo's church, and they said, "You okay now? Because you know I need to be to pay my bills, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And actually, not they welcomed me to those who is in Christ Jesus. So now it's my mission field. Yeah, and then after when I finished my job, I run after my money, after my check in my office. And before God filled out my heart with joy.
We're losing you. We can't really hear you well. Could you speak either louder or I don't know. Breaking up.
Just go ahead. You're just breaking up a little bit. Just talk right into the phone there.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. Now we can. Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay. So I run to the office after my check right away for 48 hours. And before I did it, God filled out with conviction to tell to people about Jesus in such a day. And I took two bracelets because I was about to meet two of them, boss and his secretary. So I took these two bracelets with the paper and nice Christmas card and little what I had under my hand, I mean, put in the bag beautifully, you know. And I came to this office. I didn't meet my boss, but I met two girls. They are Uzbeki girls. And I, God filled me with this joy, you know, with this Christmas spirit. And I dressed for Jesus. And I gave them this bracelet and I told them about Jesus. And they received that, but we didn't pray. But then I said, "Hey girls, I want to tell you a really special thing about that. You have bracelets, you have the paper. Explanation. And you like when we say Christmas, Merry Christmas, right?" They said, "Yeah," and they're laughing. I said, "But the real meaning of Christmas, do you know?" And they're looking to me and with their gorgeous eyes. They're young, they're gorgeous, they're really nice girls. And I said, "The meaning, the real meaning of Christmas." So Isha means Christ. And Jesus means Isa means Jesus, and Christ means Messiah. So I explained them Isa Messiah, Jesus Christ, and then they smiled slowly coming down. But I said, "Okay, girls, remember one thing: if you call upon Jesus, you will be coming eternal, best, beautiful, super shining star." And they love that. So what I'm saying, God knows. Maybe yes. They, at that moment, like, they're thinking about their religious, you know. But thank God that they received this gift. They were happy to having me there. They felt the joy, the atmosphere of the Jesus present. I mean, his spirit, you know. Maybe later, sometimes Amen. Later. God will touch their heart, and they will really receive Jesus as their
Amen.
Lord and Savior. So Amen. I just was about to share with you the part of my life today.
Amen.
That's good.
Let's pray for those two girls right
yes.
now, Father.
Amen.
We pray for those two girls that Nyla shared her heart with. We ask that you would intervene supernaturally in their lives and make them really, through illumination of the Spirit, as initiation towards them, they would understand the truth of the love of God and Jesus Christ. We also pray for her son. God, just touch him and bless him and help him. We thank you today for her life, for the testimony of grace, love, and mercy, truth, and faithfulness. Cover her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Nyla. You're listening to the Grace Hour, live, coming to you from Baltimore. A couple more minutes on the radio today, then we'll transition over to the internet. Actually, we're on the internet already. If you're at gracehour.org, stay right where you are, Facebook and also YouTube. Stay there for the rest of our program. Mm-hmm. But final thoughts before we take the break there, Pastor Schiavelli?
Final thoughts. I love the idea.
Well, halftime thoughts. You know, this is halftime.
Thoughts. Okay. Yeah. Once again, 2 Corinthians 3:1-7, the Spirit gives life. And this is key. The Holy Spirit is a person, not just a power, a person who has power and brings life in the new creation. And then that life can be like experienced just moment by moment every day as we respond to the Word of God. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. How many times could we miss the ministry of the Holy Spirit by just getting into tradition and just the way of doing things, that which is we call the norm? And the Holy Spirit really wants to do something unusual and unique in the life of a person, but somehow they miss it. They don't realize it's time to fight Goliath. They don't realize that something's going to take place and they're going to stand at Pentecost and preach. They just miss the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and they never experience the quickening of God. So as we go from transition from off
radio,
the program, radio to whatever?
Radio to the internet.
Well, radio we're on to the internet.
So, well, friends, thank you. Listening on the radio, WRBS, 1230 AM, thank you. You're faithful listeners, and we're grateful for the time that we have on the airwaves, but that time is at an end now. But we do want to tell you about how you could end your 2021 really awesomely, and that's with fellowship. That's one way. We'll be having a church service at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, just a day and a half from now, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. 6025 Moravia Park Drive is our address. We'd love to see you here in East Baltimore with us. And also, Friday evening is New Year's Eve, and our plan right now is to celebrate it as the body of Christ. We'll begin at 8 o'clock and go right on through.
Come on down.
To the change, to midnight. Yeah, so come on down, enjoy a message, some music. We'll have some food here, all that's
what
possible.
What else could you want in life?
Okay, friends, radio audience, so long for today. Everyone else, stay right where you are. And here we are, Grace Hour, 1-800-338-7060. Toll-free number in North America. Use it, please, 410-483-3700. Locally here in Baltimore and worldwide outside of North America. We do have a caller on the line. Harry, you are on the Grace Hour. Go ahead.
Pastor, this is too good. Thank you guys so much for talking about what you're saying today about the quickening of God. It's just amazing. I remember when I came to Bible school, Pastor Stevens would always be using those verses in Romans 8. You know, the same Spirit that raised him from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. And tons of times he would be like, you got 5 hours sleep. The Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body on 5 hours. And I can just hear it preaching in my head. And one time, I guess God was... I had a sense of humor, and he said to him in a still small voice to Pastor Stevens, that's true, but Carl, get your eight hours sleep, in other words, you know. So I never forgot that. But this is what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, the words that he speaks to us are spirit, and they are life. And he's ever living to make intercession for us, and he can save us to the uttermost by the same quickening, you know, the words of God. And I was never alive before this happened to me, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, the line, you know, like the straight line. But God's word is just like, that's what it's up. It's really what's up, you know.
I like what Peter says to Jesus, you know, to whom shall we go? He didn't say where. To whom shall we go? You have the rhemas. Actually, the word for word there is rhemas. You have personal words of eternal life. They're not just, you know, overall words, you know, and they are for everybody, but these are personal words that the Holy Spirit speaks rhemas to us. Mm-hmm. And these rhemas produce life. It's a living word. And this is so important that when I read the Bible, I'm looking for a living word in my life. When I hear this, the the pastor or somebody preaching. I'm listening for a living word in my life. When I have fellowship with somebody in the scriptures or in the body of Christ, I'm looking for a living word, something that's alive, not just dead letter. We've had enough of those traditions. I remember going to church and thinking to myself, this is so boring. This is so ridiculous. Actually, I used to run a gambling ring in church, you know. In the back of the church, I had all kinds of slips, football slips, and I would just operate all kinds of gambling operations right in the church. I wasn't saved. Of course not. Don't even think I was saved. I wasn't saved, but I just said, I don't. And by the way, how'd you like to go to a church where they spoke in Latin? They didn't speak. You didn't know what they were saying. I don't even know what you're saying, you know? And I'm sitting there thinking, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. They're not even speaking English. Who can know what they're saying? And so it was when I got saved, and then I found the church where the word was alive.
Yeah.
The connect is important. Myself and the word and the body and the preaching, teaching. It's like a twofold. I got to have both. I got to have my personal walk with God. You know what happens with some people? They have nothing to do with church, and they rely on studying the Bible. And we should study the Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15. But I think if you have no horizontal in your life, your vertical can become very subjective, and you become subjective.
Wow. Yes.
And that's what happens. And then if you have only a horizontal and no vertical, your horizontal can also become something that is different and not right towards you. And you begin to take things a certain way. God has designed us to have a vertical and a horizontal. We're receiving from God in a personal walk, 2 Timothy 2:15, 2 Timothy 3:14, and then we are under preaching and teaching where we hear the word of God in the church. And to me, that's what makes a balanced believer. If you go, if you draw a horizontal line and the vertical line, you got a cross.
There you go.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're right. There's a balance, because that's the balance, because then you take the body of Christ, you give that word to each other, and it sustains them. And otherwise, if you're comparing it with anything else, you know, instead of comparing the spiritual with the spiritual, then nobody wins, you know. It's just the body of Christ, it's for each other, to love one another.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, pastors. God bless. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Harry from Baltimore on the Grace Hour. Harry from Baltimore on the Grace Hour. We're live coming to you from Baltimore. Pastor Steve Andrelonis. It's a Steve and Steve day. Pastor Steve Andrelonis, Pastor Steve Chiavelli. Yeah,
I just got on a rocket ship to Canada.
Oh, there you go. You just got a rocket ship to Canada. That's right. Oh, Canada. Canada. That's right.
We don't know the rest of it, but that's okay.
No, I don't know the rest of it. Lise from Montreal. You're on the Grace Hour.
I heard, Lise, that they're going to call us, myself and Pastor Andrelonis, to come up and sing the Canadian national anthem at a hockey game. I don't know. They'll have to teach us the song.
You know, Pastor Chiavelli, I can sing. Do you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you, yes.
Okay, I can sing it in person to you if I get a rhema from the Holy Spirit.
If you get a rhema, yes.
Wow.
No, that's but awesome. Listen, I need prayers this time because there's so many voices against it. And it's like I want to go down for 1 month at least.
So, well, don't listen to, by the way, you know what a voice is? A voice is a word in the Greek language that means an illumination to the mind. It comes from the word phone, phos, and don't listen to voices other than God's voice. Don't listen to the voice of the flesh. Don't listen to the voice of human reason. Don't listen to the voice of relatives or family that are contrary to God's voice. Don't listen to a voice from your past. Don't listen to the voice of the difficulties of crossing the border and all kinds of things like that. You hear the voice of God and you say yes.
Yes,
that's all. Yes.
Pastor Chiavelli.
Yes, you don't think about money. You don't think about money. You don't think about all this other nonsense. You think about the voice of God, you know? How about this voice? I got a voice for you right now. You want to hear it? Genesis 12. Get thee out of your country, Canada, away from your kindred and from your father's house.
I know that verse. I know very well. Once it directed my steps, that verse. But Pastor Shimeli, I love your passion for the word. I love your anointing. Like yesterday, I mean, it goes against any like heaviness in the atmosphere. You made the whole church sing yesterday.
We're a singing church.
Yeah.
We are the church that can't be defeated. Though we're not, we are quite, right. we are absolutely perfect.
I like that part of it. Yeah. We're perfect in him. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for, your portion. And Pastor Steve also, your portion. You know, I don't want to say what I want, I think, because really your portion is so important in this church. And I thank you and I appreciate every word you say. And thank you for being there and faithful. And I want to say Happy New Year, but we want to finish the course together. Yes. In unity.
In unity.
Yeah, this is great. Yes. So thank you very much.
All right, God bless you in Canada, and let's come right to the board. You mean you're trying to come for New Year's, right?
Well, actually, no. Oh. No, actually, I'm going to bring my I'm going to be on internet, but I'll be there for Bible school. And Pastor Seraji said I can be in class, any class, of course.
Amen.
He said that to me. So I will be in class, and I will be. Are you going to still teach on Friday nights, Pastor Shibeli?
Hello, is God still holding the world on its axis? Yes.
Okay. So
does the sun come up?
I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be there Friday nights, and.
You mean this Friday coming? This Friday coming, or when?
No, Pastor. Pastor. When Bible school starts
okay.
On the 24th. But I'll be there 1 week before.
Amen.
Okay, because my granddaughter will be in Canada, and I'm going to be bringing her back to the States.
Great.
So
you are very welcome.
We can travel two by two. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
I was thinking about something I wanted from Canada, but I forgot. Was it a chocolate bar or something? I don't know.
A chocolate pie.
Let's ask.
How many ways could Pastor Shibeli enjoy chocolate this week? I know that you were eating some of those peanut butter chocolate whoopie pies that are in the kitchen. And
I already had two of them.
And I could go for
a third if I'm not careful.
Yeah, but they were too. I had to bring them in because they were just sitting there. Calling to me
in your house?
Yeah, well, we had
we had a
get together. We had two get togethers, Friday, Saturday, 16 of us, 20 of us on Saturday.
You know, my mother used to make chocolate cream pie.
Yeah.
I could eat the whole pie, and I did.
Yeah,
a whole pie at one sitting. I could care less. And I know I should have been more like thoughtful about other people, but it was so good. Mm. And then her apple pie was one of the best. Yes,
once you start, it's like, you know. Okay.
Once you start, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, it's hard to stop eating.
Anyway, Quicken, and that could give you a physical quickening, but not a spiritual one.
Yeah, that's a sugar high. sugar highs come down. Yeah,
they end. We've got some comments from people. We got
just a few here. Nyla, someone saying hi. You know, that was for them. Amen from Lester. The word is so precious.
Lester
from
Pinto.
Pastor Ben. Pastor Ben, right? Is he from?
He's from Ghana, West Africa.
That's it. Yep.
And then Nyla.
Nyla is saying, "You have listen. You beautiful. You have to listen to only the voice of God, which is what
now,
you were saying."
Where's Nyla from? I know that name. I'm not so sure.
She was just on a couple. I think.
No, is that the same person?
I don't know.
It was spelled differently. It was N Y L A.
Yeah, but I think this is the official.
This
spelling
is the official.
Right. Yeah.
This is the official
Baku
spelling of Nyla's
Aziri
name.
Spelling, yes. So,
well, let's think more about the idea of being quick. Sometimes we can find ourselves overwhelmed physically, and then God just says, "You know, I'm going to quicken you." There can be times I remember when I was in West Africa or East Africa or Southern Africa, and I thought, I don't think I can do 4 years here or 5 years, or I'm tired. I'm mentally tired. And then God would quicken. Mm-hmm. And we have to, and really, we needed a daily quickening from God just to continue. You know how it is. There's been times in our lives we face with people and situations in our lives, and at times we can become weary in well-doing, Galatians 6:9, but then we allow the Holy Spirit to quicken us, and we're no longer weary. And, and the devil would like to say to us, oh, see, it's the same old every day, And aren't you tired? And isn't it exhausting? But you get quickened by God, the Word, the Spirit, the grace of God. And really, this is a key. And I wonder how many times I should be asking for that. God, quicken me, rather than submitting to a thought pattern that not only says I'm tired, but even makes me more tired, but that I could be quickened by God. I know sometimes I've taken these airplane trips. One time, a 24-hour to China, and I thought to myself, I can't do this. After about an hour, and you're thinking there's 23 more to go, I just want to go in the bathroom and stay there, Or I don't know where I want to go. But and then you're trapped in a seat where people are breathing on you. They're like 5 inches from you. Mm-hmm. And somebody that happens to weigh 340 pounds is sitting next to you, and he's hanging over into your seat, And you think, like, how am I going to make it? It's going to be the quickening, right?
Quickening power of God.
Quickening of God.
I mean, I think the energy of the flesh, like you said earlier in the program, the energy of the flesh has its limitations.
Yes,
but we have a power of the Spirit that is eternal.
Have grandchildren ever tired you out?
wow,
you're getting tired thinking about it, aren't you?
no, I mean, let's see.
Sometimes
do they tire me out? They don't tire me out so much when they're active. It's like sometimes a couple of my grandchildren love to talk. So when they tell me some stories and I can, and I read books to them and stuff like that. And I have 7 grandchildren. It can be
tiring.
It can be fun. We don't have.
Do your kids ever tire you out? Can your children tire you out ever? Huh?
Yeah. Yes. 1 6 months, right?
Yes.
He's got 1 and 6. He's got a 6 month old. That's
three.
Like a whole
3 month old.
Three kids, 6 months old. 8 months old. Eight months old. So, yeah. Wow. That's a.
I remember you. I think you tired me out when I was in Togo. You and your sister, you tired me out. I was exhausted.
All right. We're listening. You're listening to the Grace Hour coming to you live from Baltimore. We got about 15 minutes in
Oretta.
Our program today. And Oretta from Baltimore.
Are you quickened, Oretta?
She's got an encouraging word, and I'm sure she's been praying for us. Right?
Yes, Pastor Steve and Pastor Sibeli. Oh, I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. Oh, goodness. What a glorious church. Greater Grace. What a glorious church. Glorious pastors. Teach the word, doctrinal truth. I love you all. And something? I could make it church on Sunday. I was sick.
Oh.
I'm still on a... Yeah.
Oh.
That's true. That's right. I had a temperature, Dr. Pastor Sibeli, a temperature over 100, trust me. And my grandson was sick too, and everybody doing much better, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And thank God for his Holy Spirit indwelling in us, because his Spirit help us in our weaknesses. Even though my flesh is being aging, I'm getting weaker and weaker daily. My spirit is renewed. Mm-hmm. And thank God. Oh, yes. Thank God for
Jesus. 30, Isaiah 40, 28 to 31, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm blessed, praise the Lord, for his breath in my lungs. Wake us up this morning, Claudia, right, mind? Renew our mind, our spirit, and our body. We are clothed in our right mind that we could praise him nonstop. And Pastor Sibeli, even down to our old age, keep us. Even down to our old age, keep us
bearing fruit in our old age.
Yes, right.
But you're not old.
Bearing fruit.
You're not old. Come on. You're not old.
I'm renewed.
Yeah, you're not old. What's old? The only old thing I know is the old world and the old serpent and the old sin nature. There's three olds that are dead old. The old serpent, the old sin nature, and the old world.
That's right.
Yeah, those are the three olds. We got the new. We're new in Christ. We're new in the body.
Oh, yes.
We're new in the spirit.
That's right.
Out with the old. Bring in the new.
The new. That's right, Pastor Sibeli.
Bring in the new.
and possibly to make 58 years since my mother died.
Wow.
58 years, I was 16.
Wow.
And she was 51 when she died, the 27th of December today.
Hey.
And I'm 74 years.
Me too.
God bless me.
We're the same age. We're the same age.
That's right.
Imagine
that's
that. Right. I asked God for 26 more years. I want to be, is there a Gelitis that's 100?
Mr. Gelitis went home
He did,
a couple
but he's
weeks
100.
Ago. Yeah, he was 100.
He's 100 years old. Can you believe that?
Madam,
imagine if I could get 26 more years. Who could handle me at that point?
My wife has a friend. Not my wife. My mom has a friend who's 102.
Wow.
What? Yeah. Blessings.
Yeah.
And she's sharp as anything.
That's the AY family in New Jersey. They're all in their hundreds.
Wow. That's amazing.
Blessings from above.
Number our days. Lord, teach
that's
us
right.
to number our days the right way.
But you know
all
what?
Right.
Some people live to be very old, but they do nothing with their life.
Mm.
You know? I love the idea that, Aretta, that your life can be filled with God. You know,
yeah,
and that we can live our years, our days, spend our years. That's a tale that's told by God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story given by God. And that's amazing that God will quicken us and keep us alive. And that we don't buy this idea that, you know, oh, you should be retired. Oh, aren't you getting a little bit old for what you're doing and traveling? Oh, aren't you too old to go to church? Just watch it on TV, you know? And wait a minute. You know what? I can't listen and buy that. I can't listen to that and buy that because you can become convinced in your mind and then you get older by the minute. You get older and older and you age yourself, you know? And I can remember, you know, some of the meals my mother cooked when she was 93. I know I always talk about my mother's cooking, but it was great, you know?
Wow.
So let's just keep going, okay?
Amen.
Caleb said at 85, I'm stronger today than I was when I was 45.
Aretta. Yeah. Yes. Caleb was,
yeah.
And Moses, it says his strength did not abate.
Right.
Right. When
right.
he was 120. 40 years in Pharaoh's palace, 40 years
120, yeah.
40 years in the backside of the desert, and then 40 years leading the nation of Israel through the wilderness.
He had 80 years in the wilderness then, didn't he, actually?
Well, yeah.
Because, 40 in
well,
Egypt.
Well, it wasn't supposed to, but, you know, those 10 spies.
Yeah.
10 spies made it so that he had to, you know, wander around in the wilderness, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, that's...
We have some ancient people in West Africa. They can live to be... pretty old, and you wouldn't think that would happen in Africa. Jenny Perry's on the line.
Jenny from Massachusetts.
Speaking of youngsters.
Welcome to the Grace Hour.
Oh, I love it. That's a great Christmas present, Pastor Chiavelli. A youngster at 71, I'm a youngster.
Well, no one would ever know that.
Well, I was listening to you speaking to the last couple of callers and listening to Aretta, and I thought, I got to share these verses. When I first came into the ministry in 1975, December 74, I remember speaking with Pastor Stevens probably like 6 months after that, and I said, Pastor, why do I get these bouts of weakness, physical weakness? I said, the doctors don't know what it is. We just moved back from France. They didn't know it wasn't worms. It wasn't a virus. It wasn't anything like that. And Pastor didn't say anything right away. And then he looked at me and he smiled. He said, I think I know why. And that's all he said. He never explained why to me. But over the years and after Bible college, I realized that it was my greatest advantage to have a physical weakness. People think I have all this energy, but really it's such grace. And over the course of the years, the Lord gave me these amazing promises. And one of them was when I turned 70, and it was Psalm 103:5, where it says, he satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age.
Mm-hmm.
And situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. I thought that is a cool. That is so anti-retirement.
You know,
that's like That's not anti-retirement, refirement.
Yeah, refirement. I like Jonathan Goforth. He's one of my favorite missionaries. That he spent many, many, many years in China, but then God called him to Manchuria when he was 70 years old. He got a call from God, and he won more souls in Manchuria from 70 years on than his entire 30 years in China.
Hmm.
He had a thousand converts in Manchuria. And I think it's just really interesting sometimes. You think about Robert Moffat was still preaching at 85 years old, you know, and it was affecting people, you know, and how people could just be. And those were times in Africa and in China when life was tough. Life wasn't easy. You know, you didn't fly with British Air. You know, you went by boat to your mission field.
Yeah.
You went by foot to your villages and places like that. There weren't buses with all kinds of McDonald's and Burger Kings on the side of the road, you know, where you could get this. It was like bumpy roads, potholes, mosquitoes, malaria, you know, all kinds of opposition. You think about China and you think about that group that was always going against them. I can't think of their name now. There was a group of people that always were attacking foreigners all the time. I'll think of it in a moment, I hope, or somebody will. But opposition, you know, it was incredible, yet it didn't stop them. It didn't stop them. Hudson Taylor was doing these things in his 80s. And one of his famous statements, I love it. I always reflect on it. Bear not a single care thyself, for one is too much for thee. The work is mine and mine alone. Your work is to rest in me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's your work. Just rest in God, you know. It's God's work. It's God's work. And this is the key. And God can use me in his work, but I must remember, he is the source, the motivation, the purpose, the power, the fruit. It's all God. And when I'm relaxed that way, it's amazing how we can be quickened. And God can use us. He can use us. And you think about some of these people preaching. And I think John Wesley was another one, right?
Yes.
I mean, he was still riding a horse to preach 40 times a week. Riding a horse to preach 40 times a week at 85 years old. You got to be kidding me. I don't think I can ride a horse just for 5 minutes without feeling like I'm going to get killed by the horse.
I'm waiting.
I've
never ridden a horse. I'm waiting till I come back on mine with wings.
There we go.
That's the only horse ride.
Oh, Jenny Perry,
you are a great example to us of one who's been, number one, faithfully loyal to God.
Yes.
To the ministry, to your local church, to your husband, to your family, to all of us. And we are grateful. We are grateful. And that quickens us.
Yes.
Oh, Pastor, thank you. Well, I have great examples to follow. Mm-hmm. Really.
Hallelujah.
I want to give you this one other verse, okay?
Yep.
It says in Ephesians 6:10, I read this in the Amplified this year. It says, be strong in the Lord. And then it says, be empowered, not by doing anything, be empowered through your union with him. And then it says, draw your strength from him. That strength, which is boundless might, provides. And I tell you, when I think these men that you just mentioned, Pastor Shabelli, these promises were just as good for them as they are for us today. And
amen.
They must have gotten a hold of the limitlessness of God's resources, or else they couldn't have done what they did.
They just believed the Bible. Mm. Imagine that. Just believe the Bible. You know, I love that verse because three words are all different in the Greek language. Check it out. Strong, power, and might are three different words, and they really have three different meanings. One is speaking of inward strength. Another speaking of manifested outward strength. Really, it's quite something. Another, speaking of strength, that's related to glory. So, yeah, it's an amazing verse. And then you're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Then you put on the whole armor of God. You've got the strength of God, and you've got, I like it when it says the whole armor, not parts of the armor. And it keeps saying, take it. I call this the armor of grace, because all you're doing is taking. take, 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 take.
Oh, yes.
Keep saying take, take, take. And it's the armor of grace. It's all given by grace. So thank you for being a taker.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for these words of life. They have quickened me.
Take and give. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Bye. Have a great day. Yeah.
Love you. Thank you.
Lise is asking, what about the Boxers?
She's
group,
right. She's right. It's the Boxers.
The Boxer Rebellion, right?
Yes, the Boxer.
That was a Boxer Rebellion was when Jonathan Goforth was in China. It was a real uprising against any foreign element that was in the country.
Yes,
okay, let's see. Pastor Duke, you got 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. Can you do it?
Yeah, just.
You got 1 minute. Go.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Pastor Ciabelli. Your message yesterday was so awesome, and also today. And the Feast of the Marriage Supper of the Lamb, someone asked me on Sunday, they said they were saying they kind of felt bad celebrating Christmas while so many people were suffering. And I said, well, what about the Marriage Supper of the Lamb with the church in heaven with Christ celebrating him and being in heaven during the events of the tribulation? We're not focused on the suffering. We're focused on the glory and the supper with Jesus.
And you know the key to Pastor Duke, is this.
I never thought of that.
The key to that's good. The key to is that people can feast on God while they're suffering.
Amen.
You know, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer. So sometimes people suffer outwardly, and we think that's the only way. I think the more difficult suffering is that which is inward. The attacks that are,
that are
inward against the spiritual aspect of a person. The outward is also, of course, but there's outward suffering and there's inward suffering. And some people are suffering for their faith in places like China and other places around the world. And many people in America are suffering because of the mental attacks that come against their call and walk with God.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thank you, Pastor Duke. You got the last call today. Pastor Ciabelli, thank you for being with me. I'm Pastor Steve Andronis. I want to say thank you for being a part of the Grace Hour on this Monday afternoon. I want to give thanks to Seb Palmieri, our engineer today. And we want to welcome you back tomorrow at this same time, 1 o'clock Eastern, for another edition of the Grace Hour, Quickened to Life. Quickened to Life. That's our theme this week. We'll talk about it every day. Thank you, friends. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks for listening to The Grace Hour. Our live program airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Hour is a ministry of the Greater Grace Church. You are invited to visit Greater Grace at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. For more information, go to gracehour.org or call 1-800-338-7060.